This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 18. Is there any other rock? Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 44. But now listen, Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says, He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people. And what is yet to come? Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. I live in a large city with many people from all over the world. Just a short walk from our church, there's a Russian Orthodox church, a mosque, a small Jewish synagogue, and a large Buddhist temple. These are all different places with different ways of worship. Different expressions like these make up the world's religions. But in Isaiah, God makes a very strong point, contrasting himself to the idols of Israel's neighbors. The sophisticated practices of idol worshippers are exposed as foolish. This is a harsh mockery of idolatry that leaves no room for two-timing. God demands pure allegiance, not because he's being arbitrary, but because he's the only rock, the only dependable God. All others are imitations, or are merely shadows of God the rock. God is speaking here to Israel, but there are hints that others will join in and call themselves the Lord's as well, because they've also been created for worship. God reveals how he will pour out his spirit of blessing on all peoples. As bewildering as it can be to live alongside neighbors who worship other gods, we ultimately put our trust in God as he has revealed himself to us. We believe that his purposes are greater and more expansive than we can imagine. Pray with me. Lord, you are our rock eternal. There is no one besides you. We call on the name of Jesus to lead and guide us forever, and to invite people of all nations and backgrounds to worship you. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.